Blog Talk Radio.
The mood is right, the spirit's up. We're here tonight, and that's enough. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The party's on, the feeling's here. That only comes this time of year. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The choir of children sing their song.
Christmas feeling. Don't you feel it, Will?
That's
it's
right,
that time of the year to be jolly.
Oh, yeah.
Be in that Christmas spirit. Don't you feel it?
Yeah, definitely.
Welcome to iMac, Christmas edition. And tonight we'll just be talking about Christmas, anything Christmas related. And yeah, anything that comes up on our minds, we'll talk about that too. So, I'm Mac, of course, McCorley Matthew, and my co-host on the line, William Momo. And, yeah, we were just watching a Knicks game. We just saw our Knicks get beaten by the no LeBron Cavaliers. But that Christmas song by Paul McCartney, that did cheer me up a little bit, even though the Knicks lost. So
that's one of my all-time favorite Christmas songs.
Oh, yeah, that's a classic Christmas song. I like that one. I like, you know, of course, Jingle Bells. I like Last Christmas by Wham.
Oh, yeah, I like that one, too.
Yeah.
There's so many kind of things.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Classic.
I like that one.
I like that Rockin' Around Christmas Tree one, too.
Oh, yeah, I like that one, too. Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah, they're all good.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, I like that one. What's that one called? The Batman one.
What, Jingle Bells, Batman Smells?
Yeah, I love that. I love that one.
Yeah, they're all good.
I love that since elementary school. Even though you don't hear it played on the radio that much, but that's one of my favorite Christmas songs. Jingle Bell, Batman Smell, Robin laid an egg, Batmobile lost its wheel, and the Joker got away. Is that how it went? Or did I miss a lyric or two?
Sound perfect to me.
Something like that.
Anything.
Yeah, well, whatever. Who cares?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not like anyone remembers it anyway. Anyway, I was telling you that I went shopping today. You know, I just went shopping for some things to get some people. And you did some Christmas shopping, right? You said you got a Home Alone collection.
Right.
I remember, was it Thanksgiving or Christmas they used to always give Home Alone? Now you hardly see it on TV nowadays.
Yeah. I think Channel 4 used to give it a lot back in the days.
Yeah. Now, you know what they give every Christmas? I always watch.
The It's a Wonderful Life.
Not only that, but they give every Christmas. You can't miss this one. You haven't seen this one. I forgot.
A Christmas Story?
A Christmas Story. You haven't seen it.
Yeah, I haven't seen that yet.
Oh, man. So you got to see it this week. This upcoming week, you need to see it when it's on TV.
Yeah, I'm going to keep my eye posted on that.
It's Saturday. Saturday, they're going to be getting it all day long. So I'm going to make sure you watch it, too. I'm going to text you.
All right, cool.
Huh?
Christmas night.
They're gonna give it all night. They're gonna give it all day, I should say.
They're gonna just keep replaying it?
Yeah, that's what they always do. They replay it throughout the whole day. So in case you didn't miss it, you can watch it at another time.
I mean, I've seen a little bit of it. I've never seen the whole
movie. This time you'll get to see all of it.
Look forward to that.
All of it. And I'll even text you to remind you, hey Will, Christmas Story's on, you gotta watch it now.
Appreciate that.
Okay, you gotta put down the Super Mario All Stars that you got for the week. You gotta watch Christmas Story, okay?
I will.
it's a fun movie. It's a fun kid movie, you know, to watch on Christmas.
Yeah, it's a good movie. I mean, I can't remember why I haven't seen the rest of it, but
I never get tired of watching that. Never. And I think they were even giving it tonight. By the way,
I wouldn't be surprised.
Let me see here. They usually give it on TBS. Yeah, they were giving it around 7. No, actually 5 looks like. But don't worry, you'll have time to watch it.
Right.
So other than Christmas shopping, I mean, what else are you planning for Christmas?
Like you said, that, you know, playing the aforementioned All-Stars.
Mm-hmm.
I'm playing a little bit. I'm chilling. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm just looking for some rest on Christmas, and it's on a Saturday too. That's good. Looking for some rest and presents. You know, watching TV. Of course, everything I'm gonna be watching on TV is Christmas related anyway. So
yeah, of course.
Oh, It's a Wonderful Life. You got to watch. That's another one you have to watch.
Yeah, I'm going to keep my eyes posted on that one also.
Oh, man, I got some homework for you. I got some homework for you.
Dude, at this rate, I'm going to be like you with Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah, man, you're going to have to watch that. I mean, It's a Wonderful Life. It's a long movie, but you'll enjoy it once you start watching it. And there's a lesson to be learned from that movie also, so.
I'm familiar. It's like up until that point, it was like a updated, 40s. It was like a 40s version of, you know, the Christmas Story, or Christmas Carol, I should say.
Almost, yeah, a little bit. Christmas Carol, yeah. I haven't seen a Christmas Carol movie in a while because they have so many of them every year. The last Christmas Carol movie I saw was Scrooge with Bill Murray. You ever seen that one?
I've heard of that one. But I don't think I've seen that one either.
Oh, you haven't seen that one? Yeah. This is just an updated version of the Christmas Carols. The spirits visit Bill Murray. Because he's like an angry news reporter or something like that, I think. Angry newscaster. Something like that, but it's a funny movie. All Bill Murray movies are funny. But yeah, just rest on Christmas and just eat turkey, sleep, watch TV, open presents. I even have some Christmas food. You know what? What else I might watch? I might watch that. Remember that Saved by the Bell episode when they helped out that homeless guy and his daughter on Christmas? You remember that?
Don't remember the episode, to be honest with you.
Oh, well, then you got to watch that, too. Got a lot of things to watch at Christmas, then, man.
Yeah, first I had nothing to do, but now it looks like I have, you know.
That's one of my favorite holiday Saved by the Bell episodes.
Which season was that in?
That's in the later seasons. I think that could have been season...
4 or 5, maybe?
3, maybe 4. It could be season 4. It was in one of the later seasons. Like, they were working at a mall for Christmas, and there was a homeless guy and a girl. I think they were living in their car. And Zach and Slater and Screech, they saw the homeless guy in the bathroom. And I think Zach, he liked the daughter. But he didn't know the daughter was the daughter of the homeless guy yet. Mm. Until he made that connection when the homeless guy passed out in the mall. And the daughter went to the homeless to help out the homeless guy. And then she said, "Daddy." And then that's when Zach made the connection that, you know, the daughter was related to the homeless guy. Mm. She was homeless also.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
That's
a good episode.
Definitely. Do you remember the name of the episode? Or?
I
guess it won't be hard to find. It'll be a Christmas-oriented kind of...
It's a two-part episode.
Really?
Yeah, let me see here. I do have this... Let me look. I do have the Saved by the Bell thing near me. Let me see what's the name of it. I think it is in season 4. Here. Should start with Christmas. Obviously, you know, it's a Christmas episode. Yeah,
right.
A Home for Christmas. It's in season 4.
It's called Home for Christmas?
Yeah, A Home for Christmas, part 1 and part 2. In season 4.
Yeah, it's a play on word on Christmas and home.
Huh?
Home for Christmas.
Yeah, A Home for Christmas.
They're having a play on words. That and also that person, you know, the father and the daughter is looking for a home for Christmas.
Yeah. That's a good one to watch that. There's a lot of things to do on Christmas now. I think I mentioned that. Yeah, I'll watch some of that because I like watching, that episode on Saved by the Bell. Is there any other episodes like that happen on Saved by the Bell that's Christmas related? I don't think so. Because that's the main one that I always remember. That's to do with Christmas on Saved by the Bell. Anyway, who cares? So, what do you think Santa's gonna bring you this year?
I have no idea. Maybe nothing.
Remember last week what I told you, Santa, what I want Santa to bring me? And it looks like it's coming true.
Mm-hmm.
Remember what I said?
Yeah, that Santa was going to bring you some gifts.
No, I told you the main gift that I wanted Santa to give me was Scarlett Johansson.
It looks like he's
going to bring it this year.
What, it's on the rocks or something?
You haven't been watching the news? Scarlett Johansson and Ryan Reynolds, they're going to get a divorce.
Wow, so quickly?
Yeah. They haven't been together.
Well, for like a year or a
No, for a while. Like they've been on they've been apart because of their, you know, their careers, you know.
Right.
Obviously, you know, and they finally decided that they're going to split and get a divorce.
Wow.
It's been all over the news, man.
It's because I didn't hear about this.
Santa. Santa answered my, remember I told you last week, if I only I could have Scarlett Johansson, Santa answered my prayers. Thank you, Santa. So it looks like this Christmas I'm going to have Scarlett Johansson to myself.
Underneath your Christmas tree.
Or in my bed, better yet. Scarlett's fine, man. That was like my number one prospect, my number one girl for a while before she got married and then Megan became my prospect. And then Megan Fox got married, so looks like Scarlett Johansson is my number one again. She's fine, man. She has a big breast and the beautiful face and the blonde hair. It's perfect.
What more can you say?
She's the whole package. And she's around my age. Around our age, I should say. So, hey, what the hell? If she wants to get married, I'll marry her tomorrow.
Think she has to do more paperwork.
Oh, yeah, yeah. First, she has to, you know, finish, get that divorce finalized with Ryan Reynolds guy. And then if she wants to marry me, she can marry me. But as far as the wedding is concerned, you know, she might have to wait 5 years for me to get the money to pay for that wedding. Don't have the money, that kind of, like, you know, these celebrities, they want, like, big weddings, you know.
Yep.
And the mansion and paparazzi, no. Come on. Darcy just said, man, I'll put a hurting on her. Shit, like, you know, like, you know how you like flip a turkey over? So this is Scarlett in bed. Ride her like a reindeer. What's the name of the reindeers?
Grandma got over by reindeer?
No, the name of the reindeers.
Rudolph the reindeer? Oh, yeah.
Blitzen.
Blitzen.
Yeah, that's what I'll be saying to her while I slap her ass in bed. Blitzen, Rudolph. Hey, Rudolph is he's not even one of the original reindeers. He's like a made up reindeer, right?
Oh, what do you mean?
Like Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, he's like a made-up reindeer. Like he's not even one of the original reindeers for Santa Claus.
Like the original eight. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
He's just like a made-up reindeer with the red nose.
Yeah, I think didn't the song say, you know, because your nose so bright, you know, once you got my sleigh tonight, and he became part of them?
I think so, but I don't think he's the original. I don't know.
Because I think it was, what, 7 or 8 before he came?
Could have been, yeah. I don't know.
You know, it's okay to call in the show and say, you know, get it straight.
Yeah, screw the kids.
That's the holiday spirit.
Yeah, so looking forward to Christmas.
Yeah, like you said, it was season 3.
Huh?
Like you said,
season 4.
According to this, it's a season 3.
Really? Because it was season 4.
Well, I'm looking
4.
At Wikipedia.
No, I'm talking about in the disc.
Oh, in the disc. Oh, okay.
It's saying season 4.
Oh, it's in season 4 of the disc.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what it's saying.
All right, never mind then.
Yeah, I was looking at the actual, you know. You didn't, don't you have the Saved by the Bell, don't you
yeah,
have the on DVD?
Yeah, I do, but I'd have to look for it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
Because I thought you were talking about, like, the actual season, but on the CD, it's season 4.
Yeah, season 4. Yeah, that's a good episode. Can you think of any other, like, what Saved by the Bell, that Christmas, can you think of any other, like, TV show special Christmas episodes that stick in your mind?
Simpsons come to mind.
Which one?
The first one, which was happened to be the first episode before the show got picked up, when Homer was working as a Santa Claus.
I
think that's when they met Santa Little Helper.
Oh.
It was a racetrack dog.
Mm-hmm.
Another episode that stick out to me was the other Simpson Christmas episode they had. Might have been the second or third one they had. When Bart wanted a video game, he stole a video game from a video game store, like a mall. He stole a video game, the most popular video game. It was like a copycat of Mortal Kombat.
Oh, okay.
And when he was about to steal it, like in the shows and movies, you know, they always have somebody, you know, the main character, when the main character faces a dilemma,
right.
Side,
mm-hmm.
He has the angel, and then the other side, he has the devil.
Yeah.
Telling him what to, you know. And, of course, you know what everybody does in the show. But in this case, he had video game characters. Like,
really?
He had video game characters. He had, like, I think Mario, I think, was telling him, I think, to take it. And then I think, I could be, either he told him not to take it or to take it. And then I think Luigi told him to take it or not take it. Told him to take it. And then Sonic comes out of nowhere and goes, take it.
Oh, man.
He just comes out of nowhere and starts running around saying, take it. And he ran away. And after, you know, Bart took it because, you know, the bullies, they were stealing in the store. They were talking to Bart and saying that they were stealing stuff.
Right.
And that's why Bart, you know, got tempted to steal.
Oh, okay.
He stole the video game, walked out the store, and you know he's like, you know, he got through with it. And then a hand grabs him and says, you know, he got caught.
Right.
Caught him, and then what happened was that his family was gonna go to that same mall because he was banned, but his parents didn't know about it.
Right.
So they were gonna take him to the mall again. They were gonna take him to the. They were going to have a family photo at the mall.
Okay.
So they went to the same mall, but they didn't know Bart was banned.
So he
had to try to avoid the same security guard, you know, while he's taking the family photo. It's a classic episode.
Oh, man. I need to see that episode again.
Yeah.
I forgot about that one.
Yeah, that was a good episode.
There's another episode I'm thinking of. Not Simpsons, but Family Matters.
When they were trapped on the subway, I think.
Subway?
Is that the one when they were trapped in the subway?
Carl
and Urkel were trapped on the subway, on the subway. I think it was around Christmas time. And, of course they were agitated because they were stuck, you know, in the subway, you know, when they could have been home.
But no.
The train had... Oh, is that that episode?
The one I'm thinking of is when I think it was either Steve Urkel or Laura. One of them was visited by Christmas, the ghosts of Christmas future, past, and present. I think was it Steve Urkel or Laura? It was one of them.
Must have been, because Steve always does good in school.
Yeah.
I would assume it would be Laura or Eddie. Maybe even Carl.
Or Steve, or I think they were showing him what it would be like without him, or with...
Oh, okay.
Probably. Or it could have been Laura. I don't know. One of them. It was in the later episodes of Family Matters, but...
Yeah, because you answered my next question, because I was about to say, was Judy in there? But you just answered my question.
I don't even remember if Judy was there.
No, you said it was the later episode.
Yeah, I don't... No, I don't... It wasn't her. No.
No, I know, but I'm...
You hardly saw her.
Yeah, I think she popped up one episode, like what was it, like midway or later throughout the year. She popped up, like, one episode, like, it was, I think it was, like, a Christmas episode.
Yeah, she was, like, in a room all the time. That reminds me of, like, Boy Meets World when the sister, you didn't see her for a long time.
Right. And then they changed the girl.
Yeah, and then, like, one day she came out from upstairs and Cora's like, where have you been? She's like, I've been in my room.
I can't remember that.
Like
that's when they changed the girl to the Norm Morgan.
That is so unrealistic. How can
you? I remember that.
Oh man. TV shows, man, back in the day. TGIF. Love those TGIF Christmas specials. Those were the best.
Yeah, man, playing that with Mario All-Stars, you know, that took me up to, took me back to the TGIF days.
Yeah. Especially the Christmas episodes. I mean, those are the best. Those are the ones that I remember the most. Some other episodes also, but the Christmas specials are the best.
Oh, yeah, the Christmas episodes are definitely the best.
Right.
For any show.
Can you think of any other ones? Any other special Christmas episodes?
It
doesn't even have to be TGIF or any other, you know, shootouts on TGIF.
Yeah, we mentioned the Simpson one. I'm trying to think of another one. Man, there's so many good ones. I'm thinking too hard.
Yeah.
Let me try to think. Memorable Christmas episodes.
Let me see here.
Yeah,
thinking of Married with Children, but
oh yeah, you just kickstarted with my memory. Like I think they bought like a jukebox for Al, but I think they were trying to sneak it up and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think in the end it broke.
Oh okay.
And then in the end he was playing Nat King Cole's song, you know, the chestnut on the open.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas to you, that song.
Yeah.
And it was like on a loop. It was like,
yeah, because it broke, yeah.
It was like, it just kept going like on a loop.
How did it break?
Maybe they were sneaking it up to their room and it fell off the chimney or something. I haven't seen that episode in years.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow.
I should check that episode out, too.
Wasn't there an episode, a Christmas episode where, like, Santa Claus fell off the roof of the house or something? And
oh, yeah, you're right. That was 3 years.
Yeah, the early.
I remember that because a couple of weeks ago I saw there was this special. I think it was on Channel 4 or 5, and they were talking about memorable Christmas episodes. So, yeah, Santa Claus was on the roof and he fell and died. So, I had to dress up as Santa Claus.
Replace
him, yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, I remember that one. That was funny. Was it a real Santa Claus or was it just a guy dressed up as Santa Claus trying to deliver presents?
Supposedly, it was supposed to be the real Santa, but I haven't seen that episode in a while.
Oh, man.
But
and you have that?
Yeah, I should have it. Yeah.
Oh man, that's classic.
Let me check what year that could be. I mean, what year or let me see it quickly.
That memorable Christmas TV special. What day was it? What channel was that? I should say. TBS, TNT.
I think channel 4 or 5.
Oh, okay.
It was like 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Right.
And they actually had people, you know, they actually had interviews with people who, you know, who were part of the show, who are still alive.
Right.
And another moment that you just reminded me from that show was that it was from I Love Lucy.
Mm-hmm.
And they all were dressed up as Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm.
So each one of them, you know, they took off each other's, beard to see who it was.
Oh, okay.
So then when they got to the fifth person, they tried to pull his beard, but it didn't move.
It didn't move, right.
So then they realized it was Santa Claus because all of them were unmasked.
Right.
So then afterwards, Santa Claus teleported. That was like the probably the first and only like sci-fi episode of I Love Lucy.
Wow,
he teleported.
I remember that one.
You remember it?
I think so. I think teleport. Wow.
And afterwards they look into the camera and say Merry Christmas.
Oh man, I need to see that on YouTube if they have it. there's some classic TV episodes. I wish I could have seen that special. You think they'll replay it?
They should. They should definitely replay it.
It was on Channel 4. Are you sure it wasn't on TBS or TNT?
No, it was on 4 or 5.
Oh.
That I'm positive. It was on the network channels.
Okay.
Don't think it was Channel 2. It was either 4 or 5.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope they replay it this week. I want to see that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's go to a short break. We'll be back. I'll play some music. This song is by the Cinematic Orchestra. It's called To Build a Home. You probably heard it in commercials, in those Riga 51 commercials. Riga, those Regal commercials, you know what I'm talking about?
Regal commercials?
Yeah, Riga, Chivas Regal.
Regal vehicles? Or?
No, Chivas Regal. R-E-G-A-L, I think. Chivas.
Maybe when you play the song, I'll kickstart it.
Okay, yeah, you'll definitely know when you hear the song. But let me play it now, guys.
Hold on tightly as you
I guess that's it. Oh no, it's not. No, I think that's it now. So do you recognize the song?
Yeah, from that commercial, that beer commercial.
Yeah, the Chivas Regal commercial.
Yeah, whatever. I know what you're talking about that.
When the guy is walking in a suit, surrounded by people, he's being pushed around.
And it's not the only place that guy going, I'm like, you hear the song, you all hear the piano and that.
Yeah. That's the only part I like about it. So I love that part. Other than that, the lyrics in the song I don't care much about, but it's a nice song. I just wanted to play that.
By the way, that episode of Man with Children was season 2. You better watch out. It was a man playing Santa Claus. He crash lands.
Oh, okay. So it wasn't the real Santa. It was just a man playing. Okay. Yeah, that's what I thought.
And I assume the guy died, but I haven't seen the episode in a long time.
Yeah, I think you pretty much did. Yeah. That's season 2, you said?
Yeah, season
2. Oh, okay. Any episode? Yeah, tomorrow I got to go to the Giant Eagle game tomorrow. My first trip to Meadowlands to see the new stadium, and it's going to be my first Giant game. Can you believe that? I mean, you would have thought I'd been to a Giant game before, but this is going to be my first time.
If it makes you feel better, I'm a Jets fan. I haven't been to Giant Stadium either.
Oh, well, maybe, you know, one of these days you'll get to see it. Get to see the Jets in that new stadium.
Hopefully.
Maybe this year. If they go to playoffs, you should buy tickets.
Maybe. Depending on...
You'll probably find some cheap tickets on StubHub or eBay, maybe. Even on Craigslist, maybe.
Yeah, but then again, they're going to jack up the prices anyway.
You never know. I usually find, I don't find ridiculous, the tickets that I find, I find them on StubHub or Ticketmaster, and there are some tickets and good seats at low cost that you'll find.
That's good.
I mean, that's if you don't want, If you don't want to be sitting up front, you know, near the sideline, I mean.
Well, I mean, there ain't no way I could afford those tickets.
Yeah, if you just want to be at the game, you can find tickets, you know.
Oh, yeah, exactly, yeah. Yeah, that's all I want. I just want to be at the game.
Yeah.
Get a good view of, you know, the game. That's it.
Yeah, exactly. Where I'm sitting tomorrow is going to be, like, in the end zone. We're going to be in the second concourse, the 200 concourse in the second level. So I'm going to have a good view. It's going to be in the back near the end zone. And I'll get to see everything. And I'm going to be out in the cold with the other crazy Giant and Eagle fans. If any Eagle fan says something to me, oh, man, they're going to get dropkicked, I swear.
WWE.
I'm not playing with these Philadelphia fans. First they stole Cliff Lee from the Yankees. Now they want to, you know, try to win the division tomorrow? Forget about it. Not happening. I'm going to be in good mood. It's going to be cold? Shit, I'm not going to be in good mood tomorrow. Watch.
Now you got hate for Philly.
Man, Phillies, man, screw them. Them and their great pitching lineup. And they're stupid, that green mascot. It's green, right?
Philly Fanatic.
Stupid mascot I've ever seen.
A team has to be crazy. The fans have to be crazy. If your mascot is called Fanatic, Come on.
Yeah, screw them. Only thing I like about Philadelphia is their cheesesteaks.
That's all they're known for. They're known for Rocky.
Man, they should put up a statue of Joe Frazier, not Rocky.
At least he's real.
I know, right? Joe Frazier's real. Rocky is a fictional character. Joe Frazier actually won real titles.
Oh, man.
Crazy.
In the movie, they were cheering more for Rocky than the real Joe Frazier when he showed up in the movie. Oh, man.
Yeah, screw them.
That's all they're known for. Rocky.
Cheese steaks.
And you know, the Liberty Bell. That's broken.
The Liberty Bell, yeah. And crime.
Well, yeah. That was the number one answer in Family Feud.
I'm just joking about you Philly fans out there.
We're just messing with your Philly fans.
One of these days, I want to do visit Philadelphia. You know, I want to be able to visit every city in the U.S.
But not in New York, dude.
Yeah. Well, yeah, of course. You know, you can't show up in New York in Philadelphia.
Oh man.
But yeah, man. 2010 is coming to an end, and we're gonna be in 2011 soon. Yeah, I mean, what happened this year, really? A lot of things happened, right? I mean, you had the Chilean miners.
Right, the Chilean miners. Let me think, what else happened?
Yeah, the devastating earthquake in Haiti.
Right. Yeah, that was early, right, January this year.
Yeah. But you had a lot of couples splitting. Like I just said, Scarlett splitting from Ryan Reynolds.
We had that crazy guy, who tried to kill those people in that school board meeting.
Oh, yeah. That's not great. People are just crazy these days, I swear. Did he actually shoot at them?
Yeah, man. He did shoot at them, but he had thank God he had A-team aiming skills. He was shooting and he missed. Thank God he didn't hit nobody.
Oh, man.
I saw
footage on that on TV. That I thought he hit someone.
Yeah, the only person he hit was himself when he you know, committed suicide on himself.
Oh man.
That was the only time he had good aim.
When did he kill himself? Was it in the same room or later?
Yeah, no, in the same time. Because when he, you know, when he was shooting at the people. You know, thank goodness the bullet hit the binder in front of the guy. All his bullets was missing, missed the target.
Yeah, man.
And there was a lady, I don't know if you saw that part, the lady, she hit him with the purse, but thank God, you know, he didn't shoot that lady. Cause she was right on the floor. He could have just easily.
And why was he at the school board in the first place?
Because his wife got fired.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, and apparently he loved V for Vendetta because on his Facebook page and on the wall, the I think the blackboard, he painted the V for Vendetta sign on it. And then that's when he went on this whole, you know, vigilante, you know, criminal, you know, trying to shoot people.
Right, right.
I don't know.
Good thing no one was hurt.
Yeah. Thank God for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then he got, while he was shooting at the guys, then a security guard, you know, the hero, he shot the guy from behind, and while the criminal was on the floor, he was trying to shoot at him too, but of course he missed.
Yeah.
After he got shot he fell on the floor, and then he, you know, pulled the trigger, you know, and killed himself.
That guy's crazy.
Yeah, no.
He's a coward. He had to kill himself before they got him.
Yep,
coward.
That's how most of these crazy people are. And I don't know if you saw the part in the video. The guy was like, the guy who was pleading with him, he was like, "Why are you doing this? You don't want them to come over there and kill you for over this." And then the guy said, cryptically, he said, "I'm going to die today." And then the other guy was like, "Why? Why are you saying, you know, stuff like that? Let's talk about this and stuff like that. It was like a scene from a movie or something. And then
they have the video online.
Maybe YouTube might have it.
Oh, I have to see that, man. It's just so crazy. I have to see that whole thing.
It was crazy. I mean, the guy was like point blank range, you know, right next to him. And he miraculously, you know, he missed the shot.
Yeah.
The guy who was telling him why are you doing this and stuff like that. In another interview, he was saying, like, you know, the binder was like it wasn't really even that thick, and the bullet hit the binder. And he said, you know, the Lord, you know, put that binder there for him, you know. And that guy was right. Yeah. The guy was point blank range.
Yeah, and he missed, man. I can't believe he missed.
Well,
he had 18
missed,
bullets in there.
I don't know how many bullets he had in there, but he missed all the bullets. The only, like I said, the only bullet he got was when he shot himself.
Oh, man.
And it probably was like that South Park episode, that Easter episode when that guy when the Vatican people had like Vatican ninjas, you know, was gonna, you know, get the guy. Mm-hmm. And then the guy pulled the trigger and shot himself, and afterwards, was it that episode or was it the homeless episode? When this guy he took a gun and he shot himself, and then they cut to another scene, and then they cut back and you see the guy is like, you know, he's still alive, you know, and then he's trying to shoot himself again, and then they show something else, and then they cut back right back to him, and he's still trying to shoot himself even more. I'm trying to remember what episode that was. That was like that Vatican Easter episode with the rabbit pope, or it was that homeless episode. I can't remember which one it was.
That sounds like more of a homeless episode.
You might be right. It might have been that homeless episode when that guy.
It sounds like it.
Because people were coming in. I can't remember who, whether it was those Vatican ninja people or if it was when the homeless people were coming in and the scientists, you know, they broke through the door and then he shot himself, you know, before they could get it to him. But he still survived, even though he was, you know.
Yeah.
But back to the serious story, you know. Thank God, you know, nobody else got hurt.
Yeah, thank goodness, yeah. And that, you know, there's been some crazy other stories. Wesley Snipes go to prison. I mean, who could have thought that? I mean,
oh yeah.
I thought he was gonna find a way to, you know, avoid a prison sentence. Convention. I thought, you know, he was gonna go because he's a celebrity and he has a lot of money. I thought he was gonna find a way not to go to prison, but the government wants to make an example out of him.
Oh yeah. You apparently don't pay taxes though.
Yeah, you gotta pay your taxes.
They're gonna go hard on you.
Yep.
They'll let you get, as a celebrity, they'll let you get away with anything. If you don't pay your taxes, man. Ooh.
Gotta pay your taxes. We talked about this last week. Gotta pay your taxes, Wesley.
Yep.
Told you now he's gonna be acting out Blade with his prison inmates. But he's gonna be butt naked.
Oh, man.
Butt naked Blade.
Oh, well, hopefully he'll be.
I wonder what the sword is going to be. Because they're not going to actually be using swords. So.
I don't want to know. Seriously, you know, hopefully it'll be all right.
Yeah, hopefully. And, this year was a year of Bieber fever.
Oh, yeah, and Gaga.
Justin Bieber. You're a Justin Bieber fan?
Heck no. I'm a grown man.
Yeah. That kid's annoying, man. Baby, baby, baby. That's what he says, right? Baby, baby, baby.
Yeah, he has a baby, so.
Yeah, I mean, and South Park made fun of him also in that.
Oh, yeah.
Was in that Jersey episode?
No. It was that Minberry Crunch episode. That.
Oh, yeah, right. The superhero episode, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that trilogy. It was a three-parter, I think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a three-parter.
Justin Bieber and his lesbian haircut. Singing to making the little girls and older girls cry too.
Love them. They got, you know, they got that Bieber fever.
Yeah. And there's rumors that he's dating Selena Gomez.
Right, yeah, I heard about that. Oh, did I hear from you?
Selena Gomez is like 3 years older than him, isn't she?
She's like 2.
She's like 19 or something.
Yeah, she's like 18 or.
Well, she should be dating me, not him. Mm-hmm. He's too young.
Maybe you should make a shout out to her.
I will. Mm-hmm. Now that she's legal.
Now you're being greedy now. Versus Scarlett, now it's Selena.
Hey, Scarlett got her Garrett divorce finalized, man.
Oh,
Jessica, Selena Gomez, she's cute. Cute girl.
She's a pretty girl.
Yeah. But Justin Bieber, now, I'm not a fan of him, you know.
If you're a Bieber fan, then you might as well be called a John Cena fan.
No thanks. I actually like John Cena more than Justin Bieber. So.
But yeah, I do too. Especially the Word Life version of John Cena.
Yeah. At least John Cena, he's a man. Justin Bieber's a little boy. Could be little boy, half lesbian. I'm not sure. I'm trying to figure out that one.
MVP was half man, half amazing, so anything possible.
Half man, half lesbian. A lesbian haircut of his. That's probably why so many girls are turned on to him, because they think he's a girl. Some of the lesbian girls are turned on to him, they want to date him because they think he's a girl.
Oh, maybe.
I don't know. Something going on there. Making little girls cry and moms cry.
Hey, are you describing Justin Bieber or John Cena?
Both. John Cena has a lesbian haircut himself, doesn't he?
He got like an army.
I've seen lesbian haircuts like that before. Shit.
Well, there are some that have that. But.
I've seen lesbian that actually have muscles like that. Shit. You haven't watched the WNBA before?
I've seen him from time to time. Dude, that was when the Liberty was only a good team in the Garden.
Yeah.
The way how the Knicks was playing these last two games, man. We wish they would Liberty was playing.
I would, yeah, exactly. Well, what are you looking forward to 2011?
I don't know. Just try to improve on, everything in my life, I guess.
Yep, me too. And I want a relationship for 2011. I want to actually be in a committed relationship.
Yeah, that was definitely on my checklist.
And have a car by 2011. Have my own apartment.
Yeah, that'd be sweet.
Marry Scarlett, like I said. I'm looking forward to it.
It'll be fun. You'd have to meet her first before you could pencil that in for...
I got her number, but what are you talking about?
Oh, you're right.
I don't know what you're talking about. But...
Right. That does mention I did see on...
She is a Facebook friend of mine. That counts. No, but seriously, I do want to be in a committed relationship. That's what I'm looking forward to 2009.
Yeah, I agree with that. I'm looking for that, too. Hopefully it's a lady I already know already, but...
Yeah.
Got my eyes open.
And I'm looking forward to more celebrity craziness and...
Oh, you could definitely look forward to that. That's a given. Those are three things you could look for that you could expect in 2010. Death,
more celebrity craziness.
And more celebrity craziness.
Yep. We'll see what 2011 has in store. So, any last words before we end the show?
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. And Happy New Year and Happy Holidays to everybody.
Yeah, Happy Holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy 2011 year, Turkey.
Yep.
Enjoy your Christmas or Hanukkah. Wait, did Hanukkah pass already?
No, I don't think so. No, I think it's...
In January?
No. It might be so... Are we in it? I'm trying to think.
Well, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, Christmas, whatever.
Right.
Happy Holidays.
Everybody.
Yeah. And, yeah, well, next week we won't have a show because, you know, obviously it's going to be on Christmas, so...
Right.
Oh, we could do a show on Christmas, right? So we'll be back probably 2 weeks.
Right.
Maybe on New Year's, maybe. We'll be back.
Yeah.
So you want to plug your show real quick? Well, I mean,
I'm not going to have the show tomorrow, you know.
Yeah.
So
unfortunately, I'm going to Giants Stadium, so I won't be able to help you out with that.
Yeah, I'm going to, you know, I'll, you know. You know, cut the, you know, let you relax through the game. I'll put the show on hold for, you know, I guess the next couple of weeks or so.
Okay, no problem.
Keep you guys posted, you know, people listening to the show, you know. Hope you appreciate it. Keep your eyes and your ears posted, you know, when the show comes on.
Right.
Like the next 2 or 3 weeks or so.
All right, so for iMac, I'm Corey Matthew and Will. I'll see you in 2 weeks. Bye-bye.